Chicago tied, y'all. It's a lot going on. I know that Denver said we got to get ourselves out of this situation, but Chicago is tired, and New York. Chicago and New York, it was a migrant stabbing over in New York. Chicago, they delegates over there are saying, hey, listen, we thinking about withdrawing from becoming a migrant city, and we just going to leave New York by itself. Check it out.
A police helicopter overhead after a fight outside the migrant shelter on Randall's Island. Police say around 3:30 Thursday afternoon, a 24-year-old man was stabbed in the neck and rushed to Harlem Hospital. Police say 18 people, including the suspected stabber, were taken into custody. You can see in this video several men and a
Can we all give a round of applause for the migrants that's out here doing crime and getting into gang wars inside of the migrant shelter? I just want to make sure that I acknowledge them.
Oh, bring her here. Bring me the baby. She can walk. Come, come, my child. Let me see her. I ain't seen her in so long. No, no, bring me the baby. Bring me baby.
Oh, you want her?
Okay. Yeah, let me see her. Oh, she don't want to see you, Jazz. Aaron, did you make her spoil?
No, she teething.
Oh, she teething. Aww. Okay, here, just bring her. Come here, bring her here. Let me see you. Why are you crying? Why are you crying, little girl? Talk to the people. Look at yourself. Look at yourself on the screen. Look at yourself. Look at that. Look at you right here. Look at you right here. Look, right here. Look at you right here.
Come on, girl. Okay.
Hey, Mom. Come on. Hey, Gray.
Wait. Is my lips right?
You fine.
Is my lips moisturized? Hey, y'all. Where am I looking? What am I looking at?
Right there.
Oh, okay. Hey, y'all. Is my lips right?
All right. Can we continue with the migrant stabbing?
A woman being taken away in handcuffs. It's the second stabbing at this facility in less than 2 weeks. On January 6th, a 24-year-old man was stabbed to death on the food line inside the shelter. Most migrants returning to the shelter Thursday night hadn't heard of this latest stabbing. Mamadou Diallo coming back from an English class.
Somebody was stabbed.
No.
Today, yes.
Today?
Yes.
The from Africa?
Police have not released any personal.
Wait a minute. This dude can't even speak English. He just got back from an English class. Y'all stop fawning over my mama. My mama is like 70 years old. That's my mother. She's gorgeous, and she's like 70 years old. Leave my mama alone. Y'all leave my mama alone.
Details about the migrant who was stabbed. After last week's deadly stabbing, the mayor had pledged to step up security at the shelters.
The team was already looking at, bringing metal detectors to the shelters, you know, and that is a part of our goal, public safety. We're going to utilize visual technology. We're going to put cameras in many of the sites and locations.
And I did check with the mayor's office. I'm told that right now there are no metal detectors here at this shelter, but there are cameras, and they are in the process of installing more cameras. This is also one of the shelters that does not have a curfew, although, again, this stabbing happened in the afternoon. And again, what we've learned just a few minutes ago from a source is that the victim in this case is a security guard here at the shelter.
So, stabbings, fights, arrests. All of this is happening at the migrant shelter. All of this is happening at the migrant shelter. Stabbings, fights, arrests, all while it's snowing. They getting into scraps. They beefing with each other. And now it's happening on American soil, right in the heart of the city at New York. Right in the heart of the city in New York. And they ain't even tripping about it. If you seen the way that they was getting arrested, they was just walking to the truck without even having no problem. They were slow motion.
The migrant shelter on Randall's Island. Police say around 3:30 Thursday afternoon, a 24-year-old man was stabbed in the neck and rushed to Harlem Hospital. Including the suspected stabber were taken into custody. You can see in this video several men and a woman being taken away in handcuffs. It's the second stabbing at this facility in less.
Look, he got his little Dora the Explorer backpack. He having a good time. Got the door to the Explorer backpack and having a good time. And now they just getting arrested. What do you charge them with? What do you want to fingerprint them? Do you deport them? Do you send them back to where they came from? Foolishness. Meanwhile, over in Chicago,
Illinois lawmakers clash over the state's ever-changing migrant situation.
At the same time, Chicago officials say they are pausing efforts to open additional shelters. Casey Cronin is live in Studio 32 with the latest. Casey.
Tia and Dawn, to stay within the new arrivals budget, the mayor's office says it is focusing on out-migration, creating space in the city's 28 shelters that already exist and prioritizing families and migrants with disabilities. As the city shifts its focus to resettlement, officials are turning to the state to establish more shelters. Meanwhile, some Republican lawmakers are sharing what they saw during a recent visit to the border.
In 1 week last summer, 57 bodies were found on this farm.
So now the Illinois, the state lawmakers, are now starting to pay attention to what's happening to the border. Now they want to take a trip over to the border. See, you flood them with enough of what it is that they say that they support, and then you make them come over into. This reminds me of the drug crisis. It reminds me of the drug crisis. Real talk. You know why? Because nobody cared about what was happening when they was flooding communities with drugs as long as it stayed centralized in one specific area. See, what they didn't anticipate was the fact that they was going to now flood all of the communities with drugs. And so what happens to me happens to you. What affects me affects you. And so now the drug crisis is now going to be an opioid crisis. And it's going to be a fentanyl crisis. And it's going to be a methamphetamine crisis. And it is going to spread from the streets of Detroit and Philadelphia and New York and all of the disenfranchised, as they like to call them, communities, and now it's going to be on your doorstep. And now they're going to call for making sure that we attack Big Pharma, and where is the drugs coming from, and make sure that you get that up out of there, and we need to close off our borders. No, we should have all been in solidarity and seeing things in the same way from the very beginning. But now the Illinois governors and the state representatives want to go over there to the border and they say, you know what? It's bad down there. It's been bad down there. It ain't nothing changed. Texas has been dealing with this for a long time now. They've been on the front lines having to allocate a lot of money over into the budget to fight for what's going on as far as these migrants coming over here illegally, but we want to give them asylum, even though it doesn't apply to that specific one. And we handed off the most secure border, even though, and this is what the guy yesterday said that worked for all six administrations before Biden. And he said, listen, Trump administration handed Biden the most secure border that we've ever had in history, even though they fought him at every twist and turn on funding and in building more secure walls to make sure that it would be more difficult and to add more border agents and the technology needed. And now we allocate monies from cities. And they begging Biden from the federal government because you said and you stood back on the thing that you turned against when you said it when you was running for the 2008 vice presidential campaign, that you said that we needed to secure our borders. And then when Trump was in office, you said we're not going to build another piece of border wall. So now y'all want to get involved. Okay.
The garbage, the clothes, the human biological matter, and other debris piled and scattered all over the border area.
The state reps who visited make up the Illinois Freedom Caucus.
It was an experience that is just gut-wrenching. These folks are being told that they're coming to a country that's going to take care of them when they get here. Unfortunately, that's not the case.
The Illinois GOP now responding to information that came to light in a recent report by WTTW. It alleges that city officials were made aware of unsanitary conditions at a Pilsen migrant shelter in the fall, the same shelter where a five-year-old boy was living before he died in December. Republican lawmakers now calling for the city and state to reverse sanctuary status.
Oh! Wait. That's two for two. The public and the state lawmaker. Let me replay that again. I want to make sure that we all got this together. I want to make sure that we all doing this.
Five-year-old boy was living before he died in December. Republican lawmakers now calling for the city and state to reverse sanctuary status.
Don't nobody want to be a sanctuary city no more. Don't nobody want no more buses. They don't want no more planes, trains, and automobiles all of a sudden. Now everybody is trying to figure out, hey, listen, I don't know if this is the best course of action. Texas has been dealing with this for the longest period of time in history. Now all of a sudden, Mike Johnson over there in Denver want to buy them a ticket over there to Chicago. Chicago was saying, hey, wait a minute, hold on. We don't really want sanctuary status no more. We did our fair share. Maybe we just going to leave New York by itself. And then Eric Adams is out there on the island because he already got charges against them. And the federal investigators is all up his. Now everybody want to start figuring it out and saying, you know what? Maybe it's not a smart idea to leave our borders open.
It is unsustainable. It will drive the state into bankruptcy and it will create a chaos that we'll never be able to recover from.
What did I say was happening? I said, listen, Chicago, and it's not, see, the thing about Detroit when we filed for bankruptcy during the 2008 recession, we filed for bankruptcy based off of years and years and years of not only not changing what industries we supported that we now support today, but not only changing the industries that we supported to not be overly reliant on the automotive industry that was up being upended because the UAW at that particular time was not going through and doing the thing that they were supposed to do in order to adjust. And the companies themselves was actually running themselves into the ground. And you've seen everything that was happening with the recession. But here's the biggest thing. When Detroit, which was at the time the largest major city to file for bankruptcy, filed for bankruptcy, it affected maybe some of the cities around it, but no other city was really affected to the point to where it actually drove the state into bankruptcy. What you see happening in Chicago and over there in Colorado and Denver and Illinois is that New York is big enough to still be able to sustain itself because New York City has over 8.3 million people. Okay, so they're going to be all right. They have a budget in the hundreds of billions. They're going to figure it out. Even if they let the rats eat their own, they're going to figure that junk out. It'll be a cold day in hell before New York ever filed for bankruptcy. But see, Chicago is just big enough to kick their butts, but it's not big enough to be able to survive like New York for an extended period of time, right? And so what you see Republican lawmakers saying to you right now is the same thing that I predicted to you that was going to happen unless they changed or pivoted and reverse course from the beginning. And you have a mayor named Brandon Johnson that is so hell-bent on being an idiot and trying to do what he feels like is standing up to the Republicans and all of this, but he ain't big enough. You ain't built enough to hot box with Greg Abbott down there. You ain't built to hot box with them boys down there in Texas. And what he's going to do, yet he's not going to take any responsibility for it, is he's going to drive his city and then ultimately his state into bankruptcy to where you cannot really recover from it. And it is going to be a long day in Chicago for the people that is living there. And you just heard it first. I told y'all a long time ago. I told y'all yesterday, as a matter of fact. Matter of fact, I think I told y'all the day before yesterday, too. I said, listen, we've seen this play happen before in a different way. This is an unsustainable thing that you're doing. You can't keep having a budget. You can't keep accepting migrants. You can't keep increasing costs while thinking that you're just going to pass those costs over into residents who are already having trouble paying a mortgage, making sure Chicago's property taxes is already some of the highest in the country. It's already out of control. And you're just going to continue to raise the property taxes. You're going to continue to tax the people. You're going to continue to take money away from what it is that they're supposed to be doing and allocating for the people. You already throwing money into all of these social services. You keep trying to talk about you're going to open up mental health clinics. You can't throw money at a problem without fundamentally fixing the issue. You're doing the same thing the doctor's doing. You putting a Band-Aid over a symptom instead of solving for the problem. And so it's going to be a long journey down into the alcohol river for the people over there in Chicago. And then ultimately, you know, because as Chicago go, as the rest of Illinois go, because it is the largest, most productive city and the most financially solvent city inside of the state of Illinois, because they generate all of the revenue, right? When you think of Illinois, you think of Chicago. You don't think of Peoria. You don't think of all of those places, right? You don't think of Dalton and Thornton Township. You think of Chicago, Miracle Mile. 30% vacancy rate on the Miracle Mile, right? And so it is going to be a very, 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 very difficult journey as you guys continue to devolve into bankruptcy and then find yourself while you sitting there advocate. Y'all are California of the Midwest, except for y'all ain't got the revenue that California got. That's it. I mean, that's a fact. This ain't me telling you what it is that I think. This is me telling you a fact. The numbers, the math is the math. You can try to do your creative accounting all you want, but eventually you're going to have to face and pay the piper. Eventually, that payment is going to be due. Eventually, the repo man is going to be there. Eventually, they're going to be able to call in that debt and they're going to say the mafia is here to collect. Do you got my money or not? Or it's going to be some flower bringing. And then guess what's going to happen to the most, the worst communities that y'all thought that y'all was solving for? They're going to devolve even more into chaos. And then we going to buy it at a fire sale and we going to take over all of y'all land. And then we going to charge y'all to live there and never sell your land back to you. And that's how you gentrify an area, ladies and gentlemen. We going to run. Listen, Chicago is mine. We gonna run Chicagoans out of Chicago by letting y'all legislators migrant crisis y'all up. And then we gonna buy up all of your land for cheap because you can't afford it. And then we gonna make sure that you pay us to live in a space that you can't afford to move away from. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what's going to be called the new gentrification of Chicago. That's what we gonna do to y'all. We're going to devalue y'all land by making it too expensive for you to live there and allocate all of your resources over the things that don't benefit you. And then we're going to make you pay to live there. How about that? How about that? I'll be waiting for you in 8 years. When the prices get low enough and the gnashing of teeth get as bad as it get, and y'all eating on oodles and noodles, and you keep on eating Spam every day, I'ma come and buy up your land. Ooh, I see you, baby girl. Coming out here with them shorts on. Oh, don't start dancing. We're not having it. Yeah, we're gonna come and get up all of y'all land.